Hey, welcome back to The Word at Work. This is the podcast for Christian professionals where we dig into topics to support you in thriving professionally and of greatest importance, living biblically. I'm your host, Miranda Carls. Well, today we are going to do something a little bit different as we dig into some of the worst, and by worst, I mean unbiblical, but some of the worst advice that runs rampant in professional circles and settings. Let's dig in. Corporate leadership and self-help books, LinkedIn posts, and quippy one-liners we see when scrolling Instagram. The world is full of advice. And I'm all for advice when it's good, but a fallen world will often give advice that falls short of God's intent for our lives and His commands for how we are to live. So let's take a few moments together and push back on a few of the more popular ones. Up first, stop apologizing. This is advice we often hear. It's a big one. It's often said with good intentions and meant to encourage, to convey a sense of, you've got this, stay confident, don't let them have the upper hand. But there's an arrogance to that, right? Now, it's of course not good to be in a constant state of putting ourselves down for every little thing or using an apology to manipulate a situation. But let's acknowledge that sometimes we do, in fact, need to apologize. Sometimes we screw up, and the right thing, the biblical thing to do, is to go to the other person and apologize. Matthew 5:23-24 says, "So if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift." Think about the emphasis we see there in Matthew, the emphasis placed on going and making things right. See, when we don't apologize, it's often because our pride is getting the best of us. And the Bible has a lot to say about pride, right? A whole lot. We are called to be a humble people. An authentic and warranted apology is good for our souls. It reminds us that we aren't perfect. And let's not forget that as Christians, a core activity in our Christian walk is the act of repentance, of acknowledging our own wrongdoing before God and walking forward, aiming to sin no more. And we see this all throughout Scripture. Acts 3:19 says, "Repent therefore and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out." Luke 13:3 says, "No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." We serve a God who does not tell us to stop apologizing. That advice is unbiblical and it's of the world. So that's the first bit of terrible advice, is to stop apologizing. Second bit of terrible advice is this: follow your heart. That one sounds so good, right? Put it on a t-shirt or a tumbler or embroider it onto a pillow. It sounds so good. This advice is a sibling to other popular advice like trust your instincts and do what makes you happy. But none of these feel-good sayings are biblical. So rather than trust our heart, we are to surrender our hearts to God. Proverbs 3:15-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your paths straight." Trust him. Submit to him. He will make your paths straight. This is so counter to our culture, but our goal is not to fit in with culture. Our goal is to act in ways that honor God. So instead of following our hearts, let's get in our Bible, learn more about God and who he is so that we can place our trust in him, submitting to him as he makes our path straight, even when often that means something very different than following our heart. So that's number two, bad advice, follow your heart. Last one for today is number three, and we could keep going, but we'll stop at three. So terrible advice number three is go with the flow. This advice is different. It's a contrast from the first two, which very much overemphasize the self. This one is still self-focused in its own way, but it's about giving in to the ways of others, not disrupting the status quo at all costs. It's about reactively following the flow of things, and that's usually out of fear, right? So sure, there are times when it makes sense to let something go and we shouldn't make it our goal to create conflict. But if we are in a constant state of reactivity and a constant state of go with the flow in our workplaces and in our communities and in the current cultural moment that we find ourselves in, then we will surely flow and float and drift so far away from our biblical worldview that we no more mirror Christ than our atheist friends and coworkers. See, God hasn't asked us to go with the flow. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, "Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding to the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord, your labor is not in vain." Think of those words, steadfast and immovable. That's not the picture of someone going with the flow. Ephesians 6:11 talks about putting on the whole armor of God, able to stand against the schemes of the devil. And that's where the enemy gets a foothold. I really think it is when he has us going with the flow of the world. And finally, Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world." But that's where going with the flow gets you. It gets you conformed to the world. So stand firm, be watchful, never grow weary of doing what is right in the eyes of the Lord. So there we go. Three pieces of terrible advice that runs rampant in the workplace and in our culture in general. Those are stop apologizing, follow your heart, and go with the flow. Those are just three of a long list. What terrible or terribly unbiblical advice have you read or even been given by a well-meaning coworker or friend? Let's watch out for those messages this week, remaining rooted, fully rooted in Scripture and the truth of God's Word. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Word at Work. If you enjoy this podcast or get something good out of it, be sure to like, subscribe, and the biggest compliment you can give us is to share this episode with friends. Thanks so much again for tuning in, and we will see you next time.